Chapter 1. Summer, 1981. Sabah sits in the front seat beside her father as he drives first through highways leading away from Tehran, then hours later along smaller winding roads back to Chashmeh. The car is hot and humid, and she is sweating through her thin grey t-shirt. Her father leans across her and rolls down her window. The smell of wet grass floats in. They pass a watery rice field, a shalizar, or in Gilaki, a bajar. And Sabah leans out to watch the peasants, mostly women, in rush hats and bright, patchy garb, rolled up to the knees as they slosh in the flooded paddies. Sabah can see some of the workers' daub-covered houses scattered across the field near the tea and the rice. Most landowners, like Agha Hafizi, don't live so close to their farms, preferring big modern cities like Tehran instead. But there is a war ravaging border towns, maybe soon the big cities too, and Chashmeh village, home to a few thousand and an hour's drive outside the big city of Rasht, is a simple place. Dotted by water wells and fat rice barns on skinny legs like straw-hatted warlords, it is a moist, sultry northern refuge of thatched rooftops over blue-washed or natural terracotta houses. Rice-stalk dwellings raised a little off the damp ground and clustered in mahalles at the foot of the Alborz Mountains. The center of Chashmeh is marked by several paved roads that converge in a town square and a weekly bazaar, Jome Bazaar it is called, Friday market. Though he may be better hidden in Tehran, Agha Hafizi